Sunday morning here on Beach, you're listening to the Sunday Grill. It is hour two and a new cafe with a difference has opened in Carlow. It's called Lower and Lattes Carlick and it's in the Potato Market in Carlow Town. And it's bringing a fresh Irish inspired cafe and bookshop to the heart of Carlow. It's owned by Patrice D. Gallagher and she joins me on the phone this morning to tell us more. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Did I pronounce all that right? Lower and Lattes Carlick.
Lower August Lattes.
Oh, sorry, I forgot the August bit. Lower August Lattes. And it's Carlick,
and
is it?
I'm going to be really picky.
No, go on,
do. I prefer to promote it as a coffee and bookshop. It's not a cafe. There's
okay.
No, like, it's literally coffee cakes. So I just...
Yeah, oh, so you've no sandwiches and stuff. Well, that is... It's good to let people know that. So they're going in for a slice of cake and... some coffee, if that's what they'd like, or tea, I presume, as well.
Yeah. I'd rather kind of call myself a bookshop that serves coffee rather than the other way around.
So, lovely.
You know, bookshop first and coffee afterwards.
And
yeah.
That's why we're talking to you today, Patrice, because I don't really have guests on usually because they've opened a coffee shop, but you are doing something a little different, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell us how this all started for you. When did you get the great idea to do this?
Oh, sure. Look, I think everybody has a dream after a hard day's work that maybe life would be easier if you were just like opened a little gift shop or a coffee shop or a bookshop or, you know, something like that. So that kind of dream was sort of always in the background. Mm. And then in my previous job, there was an opportunity for me to do an Irish course. So I was always really good at Irish in school, but sure, like most of us. I kind of, you know, I didn't stick with it. Mm. You know, my husband's from Gweadore, so that's a Gaeltacht area. And unfortunately, even though he's got a good bit of Irish, I just never really kept it up after school. And I was always sort of a book lover, and I'm definitely a pure nutter coffee snob and coffee lover.
Okay.
And, you know, there's always kind of been that, how could I marry my favorite things and make a living? Do you know that this corporate world is just not for me anymore? That God, there's got to be a way to make a living from your hobbies and your interests. And my friend is she's living in Donegal and she's in the Gaeltacht. And I was telling her that I've been doing this Irish course, you know, and she said, "Oh, you know, you really just need to find opportunities to speak Irish and to use it and go to places where they speak Irish." And I was saying to her, you know, I said, well, there's not really many places like that around here. And she said, well, there's an idea for you. And I just, this was all in text. And I just wrote back and said, oh, an Irish language coffee and bookshop, wouldn't that be the dream?
Oh, wow. And now you've done
and
it.
And then I just went, oh, my God, why don't I? And that was it. The idea was born.
And how long between the idea being born and you opening on June the 8th, how long was that?
The 4th of November.
No. Well, fair play to you. So what's that? 6 months, really?
Just a bit over. Well, closer to 8, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. And you've had great reactions since you opened just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Like, I can't keep on top of the shares and the posts and the messages and... that are all coming in, and that's just kind of on my Instagram and my Facebook, and I'm, you know, I just can't even keep on top of it. And the amount of support that I've gotten from people and everybody wishing me well and wishing me and my team well, you know, it's just been phenomenal. And I've had people, like, there was a lady in last week and she was after driving up from Gorey, so because her son goes to the Gael School and she wanted him to be able to come in and use a bit of Irish.
Oh, brilliant.
Like, it's just incredible, you know. People just want to come in and use the couple of focal without judgment. Like, I'm not fluent. I'm certainly a long way from fluent now. I've still been, you know, studying away, but the two girls I have working for me are fluent,
right.
And you know, they very much carry the language through the cafe, and they help me along with my Irish and kind of keep manners on me. Do you know that kind of way? And it's just, it's been brilliant. And people love to come in
and hear
the Irish.
Of course. Is the fact that there's a secondary school, Gael School in Carlow, does that help?
Yeah, well, there's primary and secondary.
Primary and secondary.
Huge community of Irish speakers in Carlow in that kind of in the kind of generation that's coming behind me, you know, there's a huge amount of Irish speakers because they've been to primary and secondary school. So it's sticking with them the whole way through. Yeah.
And tell me, can you go and not speak Irish if you don't want to, or if you're a little bit nervous?
Of course. And it's been an absolute pleasure to see people come in and, you know, their first visits, like, you know, we'd start with the Irish, the Gaeilge, and then kind of follow that lead. And then by the time they're leaving, it's like, oh, Slán. And then they'll come in the next day and it's Diaguit. And it's just a pleasure to watch people kind of start from zero and then slowly engage with the language.
Like what your friend said about immersing yourself in the language. Yeah. And tell us about
there's no judgment at all.
And tell us about the bookshop side of it then.
Yeah, so the bookshop side of things is very much, again, about promoting culture, you know, kind of Irish culture around Carlow. So we have a small selection of, we have Irish books, Irish authors, and then kind of Irish history.
Okay.
So the plan would be that these sections would all grow. And then we have a selection of bestsellers and, you know, the things that people kind of want to read, because at the end of the day, you have to pay the bills and keep the lights on and things like that. Mm. So there is a selection of you know, books that you would find in your Eason's or your bookstation or whatever else. But the uniqueness, as I suppose, is kind of rooting out the different Irish books and Irish history books that you wouldn't find in the normal shops. The other really important thing to mention is that I've had a good few local artists and local authors come in and ask me to sell their books. So I have a small stock of local interest books from local authors.
You might be launching some authors from your coffee shop before you know it.
Absolutely. That's definitely part of the plan. And then upstairs, we have an upstairs as well.
Okay.
And I'm working on getting the signage done for that. But we have a selection of secondhand books upstairs. So people have been dropping in donations of secondhand books as well. And the plan then is to kind of, you know, have some, have book clubs. We were literally just downstairs, just the three of us putting our heads together on our first event. I won't give anything away just yet,
but
it will be fun and exciting. And then there'd be kind of, you know, say mystery book clubs, and, you know, we could pick different genres.
Yes, great idea.
We'll make sure to put in the Irish literature in there as well, because there's a lot of people in Carlow who actually can fully read Irish literature, can read an Irish novel, so we'll definitely be pushing that side of things as well.
And it's hard to kind of cater for everyone, I suppose. Like, you're not in a Gaeltacht, but you're in a area where some people have very strong Irish because they've either gone to school there, or so it's kind of trying to, you know, appeal to everyone, isn't it?
Yeah. And like, we can order in anything, and I'm learning a lot from what people are looking for and asking for as well. And, you know, if I can find it, I'll do my best. And, you know, sure, like, if I can't, I can't, you know.
Yeah. And you have a bit of fashion going on there as well, don't you?
A little bit, all right. Yeah. So we have a selection of giftwear there that, you know, I tried not for it to be too kind of touristy either. Do you know that it's something that, you know, people will enjoy and get a laugh of? So a selection of, small selection of jumpers and t-shirts, just with common Irish phrases, Togwell, Agam, Tokubli Fukulagum, Onwil Kadagum, Dolgadian Letters.
Okay.
You know, the famous one. It's funny the amount of times I've heard people come in and say that last week. It's like, oh, the only Irish I know is Onwil Kadagum.
Yeah.
Do you know? So, and then we just kind of have a small selection of jewellery, you know, the clad of jewellery and different kind of era jewellery.
Which is so in at the moment. Yeah. Lovely stuff. Yeah. God, you've thought of everything. And you're based in the Potato Market, which is quite close to the Carlow County Museum. Is that right?
Yeah. It's just around
Perfect.
The corner.
So you're not too far away from anything. And
no,
it's really good to hear you have a coffee shop, but that you're a coffee snob. So you've good coffee as well as everything else.
Yeah, the coffee is really good, and it's unique to Carlow. So it's not this coffee. It's a blend from Tuam in Galway. It's called Geometry Coffee, and it's not served anywhere else in Carlow. So they're a family run business.
And sweet treats there too. You're a real old school coffee shop. I love to see it. So lots of treats.
Yeah, so our sweet treats come from Sweet Bacon Mama. So I don't bake or any such things like that. So she bakes them fresh every morning and delivers them down to me. Brilliant. So it's fresh baked goods every morning.
And that's take the pressure off you of having to be up at 5 a.m. or something to get your get the oven on. So that's a great idea. Well, look, let's send people to your Instagram and your other social media. If you search for Lauer August Lattes, you will find it there. And as I said, Patrice is based in the coffee shop in the Potato Market in Carlow Town. And if you know Carlow, that is very close to Carlow County Museum and just off Tullow Street there. Best of luck with it. It's a brilliant
idea. Thank you very much, Orla. Thanks so much for the call.
Oh, no problem. It's lovely to talk to you. And it's great to hear that, you know, you're a bit like most of us, that you're trying with your Irish and that, you know, it's not a fluent place to go to, that everyone is trying.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. We all have a good laugh about how good or bad or indifferent they all our Irish is.
Yes,
you know,
exactly. So it's Lauer August Lattes. It's in Carlow Town, just off Tullow Street there on the Potato Market. And that is Patrice. She is the owner of it and had that brainwave just back in November. And if you search for Lauer August Lattes on Instagram or wherever you get your social media, you'll find it there. Best of luck, Patrice. And thanks a million for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Orla.